Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Saturday, it's the weekend. I hope you're all having a very good start to a couple of days off wherever you are watching this around the world or listening to it, of course, on podcast. Match day, Arsenal versus Brighton, or Brighton versus Arsenal, I should say, at the Amex a little bit later on. I will be heading over to Brighton pretty shortly, making the trip over there. But I wanted to pop on, do a bit of a preview show today, looking at what the managers have had to say, looking at the predicted 11, of course, going over who Mikel Arteta might bring into the starting 11 for this game. Lots of you guys have been getting involved as well, sending in your opinions in terms of what you want to see today. So we'll go over a few of them as well. So let's get going, shall we? Mikel Arteta has been speaking ahead of the game. A couple of interesting things I wanted to discuss here. He was asked during his pre-match press conference if Arsenal's four away games are where the title is now going to be won or lost. Now, Arsenal do have, without a shadow of a doubt, the trickiest four away games of all the teams left in this title race. They go to Brighton today, then they've got Wolves away, then they've got Spurs away, then they've got Manchester United away. I know many people say, oh, Man United, that's not going to be difficult, but it doesn't matter how bad, how much of a state Manchester United are in. When Arsenal go to Old Trafford, something weird just happens. They just totally don't perform. Hopefully they can get over that this time around and get the result they need, because they're probably going to need to. You know, I think after the draw at the Etihad, I said afterwards, I think Arsenal need to now win both of the games against United and Spurs away from home. And that's including winning these two games as well against Brighton and Wolves away from home. So I think the four away games are going to be crucial. But I think also, if you sort of focus too much on those tricky away games, you could almost take your eye off the ball off the home games. And any game at this stage of the season is difficult at home. You go back to last season, the game against Southampton at the Emirates, everyone turned up thinking this is where Arsenal get back on track after the draws against Liverpool and against West Ham. And, you know, 3-1 down going into injury time, managed to salvage a 3-3 draw, but there was still two really, really costly drop points. We've seen already this season, well, in the last week or so, Liverpool had home games against Brighton and then against Sheffield United. You think they're going to be really comfortable home wins? Struggled to a 2-1 win against Brighton. We're being held 1-1 by Sheffield United with just 15 minutes to go at Anfield in midweek. So all home games are important as well. You can't really take your eye off the ball when it comes to the away. But this, and Mikel kind of said that in his response yesterday. He said, yes, but at home as well, we have the Champions League games. We have some big games at home. So every game in this league is extremely difficult. You look at last night, and he's talking about Liverpool here. He says, and what happened again? And everyone is just suffering to win because the level is so high, and we're going to have a really tough opponent again in Brighton. We know that. So we'll prepare well and try and be better than them and try to win. Now, Brighton have only lost one home game in the league all season, and that was way back in August, I think. So they're on a fantastic run of form at home. They're really, really difficult to beat, but Arsenal got a win. They've got to go there and get 3 points. It's so, so it just feels so costly just to draw at this stage of the season. On Roberto De Zerbi, Mikel says, I'm very impressed. He's a top manager with a top coaching staff. I think they're an unbelievable football club. What they have done deserves incredible credit. The way they run the football club, the decisions they have made and how they've established themselves in the league and now fighting with the top clubs as well. I think they've done a magnificent job. I think Roberto is given a very clear style and attractive way of playing football, and they make life very difficult for the opponent. And Arsenal have struggled against Brighton in the past, especially at home, to be fair. Away from home, they've had some bad results as well. But the Emirates, Brighton always seem to come on and do a decent job on them. Didn't this season, though. It was one of Arsenal's best performances of the season, I thought. That win in December against Brighton at the Emirates. It was total domination from Arsenal, eventually getting the win with goals from, I think it was Jesus and Havertz, wasn't it? And they didn't give Brighton a kick, basically, for 90 minutes. It was a really good, dominant, controlled performance from Arsenal, and love to repeat that this time around today. De Zerbi, actually, interestingly, in his press conference ahead of this game, said that, I think he said Arsenal were the best team in England. He said that, you know, he paid credit to Liverpool, he paid credit to Manchester City, but he said when Arsenal are at their best, he thinks they're the best team in England. Whether that's a little bit of mind games ahead of today's game, we'll have to wait and see. There's something pretty similar in the build-up to the home game. So he's obviously got a lot of respect for Mikel Arteta and the work he's done at Arsenal, De Zerbi. I thought these were quite interesting comments from Mikel as well on Kai Havertz, who I think he's probably going to start today. I mean, the team selection, we'll get to it in a second in terms of predicted 11s for this game, but I think Havertz will probably start this one. He was talking about his contributions this season because he's now got 12 goal contributions in the Premier League, which is more than he ever managed for Chelsea during his time at Stamford Bridge, which shows the sort of the season he's enjoying, which, and he deserves a lot of credit for it, especially after the difficult start he had. Mikel said, I'm very pleased. He's got incredible qualities to occupy different spaces in the attacking phase, to threaten the goal, to link up play. And when you have to be more direct as well, he'll give you that layout. Not only that, but I also think his contribution defensively is outstanding for the team. With his work rate and the effort he is putting into the high press especially, he's got more to come, more games to come. He needs to improve the numbers, and I'm sure he will try to do it. He was then asked if Arsenal have seen the best yet of Kai, or the best is yet to come. He said, I don't think so. At this age, he's just starting with us. It's his first season. He's building those relationships. He's moving in those positions as well. And he's that good. And with the intelligence that he has, he can be much better. So Mikel believes there's more to come from Havertz. And I think he's right. You know, you can see he's growing into this team week by week, Havertz, and he's getting more and more confidence. He's learning more and more. And he's a really intelligent footballer. There's no doubt about that. Everyone who's worked with Kai Havertz will tell you that, how much of an intelligent footballer he is. And when you have that sort of football brain, you absorb the information that players like Kai Havertz do. You just think the more they're at the club, the more they get to understand their teammates, and the more they get to understand their manager as well. He's just going to get better and better, and definitely going to be a key player for Arsenal over this running, Kai Havertz, not just because of his quality, but because of his experience as well. He may be young. He's obviously not won the Premier League before, but he has won the Champions League. He knows what it takes to perform at the highest of levels and in the biggest of games. So I think he's going to be a really, really important figure for Arsenal. Okay, so I think he will probably start today as the number nine, Kai Havertz. This is a predicted 11 that I'm going for today. Then there is decisions for Mikel Arteta to make, no doubt about it. We'll wait and see on Bukayo Saka if he's travelled or not to the squad, with the squad to the game. Even if he has, I don't think he should start this game, I have to say. But that's just personal opinion. So this is the 11 that I think Mikel's going to go for. I think he's going to go with Raya in goal, obviously. White, Saliba, Gabriel. And then I've gone for him bringing Kivior back in. Zinchenko started in midweek. Tomiyasu came on. Kivior got the night off. But I think Kivior probably comes back in for this game. If he doesn't, I think that'll be an interesting sign. You know, if Zinchenko or Tomiyasu start the game, does that mean that Kivior's the kind of Kivior makeshift left-back experiment is over? We'll have to wait and see. But I think he's done so well, Kivior. He's looked so solid and he's formed such a key part of this defence that has been so solid since he's come into the team that I think it'd be a bit harsh to leave him out. So I'm going with Kivior back in at left-back. The midfield, I'm unsure of, I have to say. I've gone with Jorginho, Rice and Odegaard for me. But, you know, I would not be at all confident that that's going to be right. That's just what I've gone for. I think the fact that Arsenal got Bayern Munich on Tuesday night is certainly going to sort of cloud Mikel. It's going to come into Mikel's mind when he's making his decisions. Like, if you want to play Jorginho against Bayern Munich, which I think he probably would, can you play him against Brighton on the Saturday evening? Maybe not. I've still gone for him in my 11, but it wouldn't at all surprise me if maybe we see Thomas Partey start there again after he started in midweek. But then a lot of that, you know, that will come down to fitness and whether he's recovered well enough from that game and whether that game took too much out of him after so long without playing. I mean, you could obviously play Declan Rice as the six and then bring Havertz back into the midfield, or you could play Emil Smith Rowe again alongside Odegaard following Emil Smith Rowe's really good performance. I mean, you could certainly point to Emil Smith Rowe's man of the match performance in midweek against Luton and say he deserves to keep his place in the team. It'd be harsh to drop him in that game. I don't think Smith Rowe's going to play against Bayern Munich. I'd be pretty sure that he's not going to play against Bayern Munich. So with that in mind, maybe he will go Rice, Odegaard, Smith Rowe. But that's what I'm my predicted 11. I'm going Jorginho, Odegaard, Rice, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's wrong. Then up front, I've gone Jesus on the right in place of Saka. I've gone Havertz as a 9, and then Martinelli coming back into the starting 11 for on the left-hand side. So that's my predicted 11 for today's game. Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, Jorginho, Odegaard, Rice, Jesus, Havertz, and Martinelli. Let's see how wrong I am in that. In terms of what I would like to see, I think I'd probably stick with Smith Rowe, I have to say, providing he's all right and he's, you know, he's not taken too much out of him, given that was his first game in a long, long time. I'd probably stick with him and play Declan Rice as a six and go Odegaard and Smith Rowe ahead of him. I'd definitely play Jesus on the right. I wouldn't want to play Saka. So that front line I've got in front of you there, although that's a predicted 11, that's also the 11 that I would go for, or certainly the front line that I would go for. But yeah, I'd probably bring Emil Smith Rowe into the side for that one.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In terms of Brighton and their team news, Ansu Fati has come back in. Baku has come back in as well. They both missed the game against Brentford midweek. Webster's out and Evan Ferguson is out as well. Of course, a player that has been linked with Arsenal, and I know that a lot of Arsenal fans would like to see at the club, but he's not going to be playing today for them, which, to be fair with Ferguson, he had such a good start to the season, but he struggled to kind of live up to that start he had. The goals have dried up a little bit for him, so I doubt he would have started the game anyway. Obviously Welbeck's in good form, scored that great goal against Liverpool, and I've totally forgotten the name of the Brazilian they signed from Watford, who I actually really, really like. I can't believe I've forgotten his name. He's back as well, returned in midweek and played in that game, so I imagine he'll start as well. I can't believe I've forgotten his name. You're going to have to remind me in the comments below. I'm sure you'll all know exactly who I'm talking about. Loves the penalty, great from the penalty spot. De Zerbi, speaking ahead of the game, says, Mikel was a great manager. I have big respect for the job and his style is clear. They always play with big intensity and with courage. I think they'll be aggressive and they have a clear style with and without the ball. I think it'll be a good game to watch. He then goes on to talk about Brighton's target. But as I said, yeah, Roberto De Zerbi, full of praise for Arsenal in the build-up to the game and the way they play, and for Mikel Arteta as well. Well, moving on quickly, before I go into what you guys have been saying ahead of today's game, just a quick one looking ahead to Tuesday. News coming out of Germany here. Remember Jan-Arge Fjortoff, the old Swindon Town player, Middlesbrough as well, back in the glory days of the 90s. He's obviously a journalist now for Viaplay, I think it is, over in Norway. He tweeted that bad news for Bayern, good news for Arsenal before their Champions League game. No Manuel Neuer, Sane, Koeman, Pavlovic. And Missouri out for their game at the weekend. Whether that means they're out of Arsenal, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, it'd be very nice if Neuer, Sane and Koeman, especially, were out of that game. But, you know, Bayern don't really have anything to play for in the league now, in the Bundesliga, do they? It's pretty foregone conclusion that Bayer Leverkusen have got that title wrapped up now. So it could well just be a case of resting those players ahead of the game on Tuesday night. We'll have to wait and see. It's one certainly to keep an eye on. Anyway, I'm going to be pre-recording a show tomorrow with... hopefully, if it all timings work out with Lewis Ambrose, who I'm sure you know from the Arsblog family, big Arsenal fan, big German football enthusiast as well. I'm going to do a preview show that's going to go out on Tuesday morning on the day of the Bayern game, recording that tomorrow because I'm going away on holiday. So if you want to speak to Lewis or you want to ask any question about Bayern Munich and how they might set up and who to watch out for and who could be the biggest threat to Arsenal, then please do reply to this video and I'll pull some of those together and put those questions to Lewis. Okay, in terms of what you guys have been saying ahead of today's game, Eddie here says, I think Saka needs to be reinvented. He is great technically, strong and a great finisher. Saka's starting position is on the touchline and has to work so hard to get a chance at goal. Foden and Palmer live in and around the opposition box. I would like to see in some games, especially home games to lower teams, or if we're chasing a game, for Saka to play in the right eight, Odegaard on the left eight with Rice in the six, Jesus on the right, Martinelli on the left, and Havertz at nine. This may appear to be too much on the front foot, and we have a strong defence. And if we play like Tommy, Tommy will be left back to solidify the defence, and both Tommy and Ben White will invert to assist Rice defending on the ball position. Charles, what are your thoughts on this? An interesting one. My first thoughts on it are: if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you see what I mean. And Saka's certainly not broke. And he still scores plenty of goals. I get what you mean. He does sometimes find it difficult to get in and around those central positions, certainly compared to the likes of Foden. But I think they're very, very different players. You know, Saka is an out-and-out winger. Foden's not an out-and-out winger. I certainly wouldn't say Cole Palmer's an out-and-out winger. But Saka, as good as he is, and I'm sure he could play in that left eight role and in a central role, he could probably play as number 10. But I think he's definitely best out wide. So I don't think he needs to be reinvented, certainly. Look, Saka's a fantastic player and he's still doing brilliant stuff and he's still putting up really good numbers. So, it's certainly an option maybe for Mikel Arteta to use and to explore as he goes forward and as Saka continues to develop. But I don't think he has to be reinvented, but I understand what you are saying. Here's one from, is that Capri at the top, says, if Saka isn't fit, I think Jesus is the best option on the right today. Nelson and Martinelli are not really tight spaces players, or at least they won't play in the same way as Saka. And Martin likes to combine with White overlapping. Jesus can fill that role a bit better for me. And I'd say Martinelli and Nelson are both best used on the left, running at defenders at pace. Trossard is another option, although I've not seen him really be used there. But in theory, his skill set would fit. I think I don't like Trossard on the right. I much prefer him on the left. I much prefer him in central positions, to be fair. But I don't like him when I've seen him play on the right. Sergio says, I think Saka should come on later, only if needed. Start a combination of Martinelli, Trossard, Havertz and Gabriel Jesus. Kessié, Vieira and Nelson as the subs. Wallace says, I'd rest Saka at the weekend. Not that I don't respect Brighton. They can be a very good team. But to risk him for one game doesn't make sense to me. We need him fully fit for the rest of the season. I'd play Martinelli, Havertz, Jesus, Partey and Rice in the midfield as well. Javal says, hey Charles, ESR could be the difference maker going into the title running. He had fresh legs and a point to prove why he should be in the team. He can definitely be used to unlock teams. I agree 100% with you there, Javal. Would love to see him get more minutes between now and the end of the season. Nomzo says, my 11 for today, Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, Partey, Rice, Odegaard, Martinelli, Havertz and Jesus. He then lists his subs bench as well. Thank you very much for getting involved, Nomzo. And the 26th of May, 1989. What a date that is indeed. I'm sure you'll all know what that date represents in terms of Arsenal's history. Agreed, Ari Saka. Err on the side of caution. Maximise the chance he can play against Bayern. Brighton are always going to be dangerous, but they'll have significant absentees. Matoma, March and the impressive Hinchelwood. Still going to be a tough match, though. My starting 11 would be Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Tomiyasu, Partey, Odegaard and Rice, Jesus, Havertz and Martinelli, and would hope to see Smith Rowe, Vieira, Kivior and Jorginho get some game time soon. And that's from George. Thank you very much, George. Love the fact you put your name on there. A couple of you have put your names at the end of your messages. As I said, would really like you to do that going forward. When you reply, you put your comments in, please do sign it off for your name. It makes it so much easier to attribute it to someone. So that's what you guys have been saying. I have to say I agree with most of what you have been saying ahead of today's game. Like I said, I will be heading to the Amex in a little bit of time. So you get all the usual stuff from me. I'll try and do my video afterwards, upload as a podcast as well. Of course, I'll do my live match reporting on Twitter. If you can't see the game and you want to follow live updates, then you can get that from me and I'll be doing my player ratings for goal as well. So keep your eyes peeled for all of that sort of stuff from me. Until later on, everyone have a very good Saturday. Enjoy the game. Fingers crossed. We'll be back talking about another Arsenal win in just a few hours' time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.